Test 74, Section 3, Question 21. And it says, the argument in the letter conflicts with which one of the following principles? So what does it go against? And that's a little bit weird because we're saying, what do we have proof in the negative for? It says, you know, you reported the admittedly extraordinary claim that Mr. Hanlon said that he saw an alien spaceship. He was very skeptical of the fact, despite the fact that Hanlon has proved to be a trusted member of the community. So you're kind of skeptical, even though Hanlon has been a trusted member of the community. If Hanlon claimed to have observed a rare natural phenomenon like a large meteor, he would not have been skeptical. So if it had just been a large meteor, your article would not have been skeptical. And so your newspaper exhibits an unjustified bias. Okay, so the conclusion is saying it's an unjustified bias. And the evidence is simply that it's saying you were skeptical, you took a skeptical tone when he claimed to see an alien spaceship, but you wouldn't have been so skeptical if Hanlon had claimed instead to see a meteor. Now, the thing with this one is that the basically saying the letter conflicts with which one of the following principles, and the principle that it kind of goes against is that you can be justified in a bias if you've got some different, basically if you have a, you know, something that is an extraordinary claim versus a rare occurrence. So that's kind of what I felt like it kind of ignored the fact that one of these things, you know, is seeing, you know, as an alien spaceship, that's different than seeing a meteor. And so it kind of ignores that. So what does it conflict with? A, if a claim is extraordinary, it should not be presented uncritically unless it's backed by evidence of an extraordinarily high standard. Maybe. I'm not actually 100% sure what that means, but I'll hold on to it. One should be skeptical of claims that are based upon testimonial evidence that is acquired only through an intermediary source. The thing there is the letter isn't saying that because it's not about the source. It's about whether you would have been skeptical in a different situation. So it isn't about the intermediary source. If a media outlet has trusted a source in the past and the source has a good reputation, the outlet should continue to trust that source. No, because it's not about whether the media outlet has trusted it. We don't have that. We just know that it's been a trusted member of the community, not necessarily that the newspaper itself has. People who think they observe supernatural phenomenon should not publicize the fact unless they can present corroborating evidence. Well, that would go against what Hanlon should or shouldn't have done, but it's not conflicting with the letter itself. And then a newspaper should not publish a report unless it's confirmed by an independent source. Well, that's about what a newspaper should do, not about the letter itself. So I said, let's go back to A and see if we can unpack this, because it's the only one I didn't really dislike. And it says, if a claim is extraordinary, okay, so we do have an extraordinary claim, it should not be presented uncritically, so, and they did criticize it, unless it's backed by evidence of an extraordinarily high standard. Well, yeah, that would go against the letter, because that would say it's not biased to present that in a critical or, kind of skeptical manner, because you should be skeptical about extraordinary claims unless there's extraordinary evidence. And so the letter definitely goes against A, and therefore A is our correct response.